Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Amid regime threats, Iranian believers relocate to strengthen gospel witness. Then, learn how Wycliffe Associates supports Bible translators around the world with innovation and encouragement. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, what's next for Iran and Israel won't change what Iran and Israel are today. As the international dialogues continue, Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says,
we need to really look at the Iranian regime as it stands now and what that represents more so than some kind of a fleeting, fragile peace deal.
The Islamic Republic of Iran will always be against Israel and America and Christians and the Jewish faith, among other things.
And I think that the regime, as it weakens, which there's no denying that it's weakening, that it will all the furthermore lunge out and attack anything that is in opposition to it.
That category includes Iranian Christians. Partners in Iran requested immediate relocation for up to 500 leaders and their families. Kelly says it's short-term protection in order to prepare for long-term gospel witness in Iran.
Love the Iranian people with a passion, aren't interested in leaving the country of Iran, but they need to be relocated into places where it's a little more stable, so that they can continue to grow and their ministry can continue.
Please pray for these believers' strategic relocation and for their gospel ministry to increase in Iran, but make sure that safety isn't in your prayers.
They would ask rather that you pray that they would be bold, pray they would be courageous, pray that they would have discernment in the face of adversity, not being reckless.
Next.
You see children, you see mothers, you see fathers just killed. They were either burned to death, they were shot to death, and it was absolutely gruesome.
That's Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada sharing a chilling account of the latest massacre of Nigerian Christians, part of a series of ongoing attacks. On the night of June 13th, Fulani gunmen stormed the Ilwata Catholic Mission in Benue State. There, many internally displaced people had sought refuge.
The attack was one of the worst killing sprees that's been seen in the country to date.
With more than 200 men, women, and children killed, the Fulani herdsmen's motives included seizing land and pushing conversion to their form of Islam. Yet one major reason behind the recent violence is the growing Christian presence in northern Nigeria.
And I have met so many former Muslims that are now Christians, and they're just loving the Lord, wanting to do God's mission.
At this time, Christians feel abandoned by their government and are forced to flee, often with no hope of return. In response to the brutality, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for Nigeria to be designated as a country of particular concern. How can you help? Well, first,
we must remember that they are individual people.
And then second, pray and support frontline ministries. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, the apostles of Jesus knew the importance of having the gospel in one's own language. Even the New Testament was written in Greek.
One of the things that we know about Bible translation is that the work is difficult and the work is rewarding, and the work certainly brings an amazing spiritual blessing to the community that's doing that.
Mark Stedman of Wycliffe Associates says,
we really want to be able to provide scripture in any way that people need.
The ministry is accelerating Bible translation by empowering national translators and partnering with the local church.
I always tell people, how do you treat people that you care about? You talk to them, you're engaged in their lives, you sit and pray with them, you listen to their struggles, and you try to help them.
But many church-centric translators face the challenges of displacement, conflict, and persecution. Supporting and encouraging them is another goal of the ministry.
So they're not positioned in a single place, but they're assigned to some of our field people who travel around the world supporting Bible translation.
Through the challenges, church-centric Bible translation work continues. Wycliffe Associates is using Starlink satellite internet to accelerate the translation in remote areas where access to reliable internet is limited. Pray that the Holy Spirit would encourage the hearts of His people as they serve through Bible translation. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.